Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
The robots are coming. Artificial intelligence and the robots are coming. Major League Baseball and its umpires have come to an agreement. And guess what? Guess what? Electronic balls and strikes are right around the corner. Within the next 5 years, it appears that balls and strikes are going to be able to be called by computers. Yes. Robots, robot balls and strikes. Now, there's not going to be a robot behind home plate that's going to be standing there going ball, strike, or otherwise. But balls and strikes being called by robots. And you say, oh, this is terrible. I can hear Bob Costas now. I can hear Keith Olbermann now. This is blasphemy. It's a this is terrible to the great American game, and it's going to destroy American society. Do we want to get the calls right or not? Because any argument you make that balls and strikes by a robot or a computer system is not better, you will lose that argument. Because the computers, the robots are more accurate, and it's not even close. The Questech system, it's not even close. How about like 99.7% accurate on balls and strikes? Do we not want to get 99.5 out of every 100 pitches correct? Think of all the times that balls and strikes are wrong. Think of how many times they're wrong. You don't want to get them right? Is that not what you want? Don't you want to get them right? You want to get the calls right. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Getting them right. Well, here's a way to get them right. Let the computers make the call, and it looks like it's happening. I can't believe it. I can't believe it's happening. I've waited for this for a long time, and I mean a long time. I've wanted to see this go down. This is fantastic to me.
You want a robot asking your daughter out, JK?
No.
Why?
But if we're talking about a balls and strikes, I want the right call made.
Well, a robot's going to say the right things.
No, because a robot's not a human being to have a relationship with.
Right, but it can be programmed to say the right things.
Yeah, but that's not a real human being. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I don't need that for that. Just like I don't need a real person to take my order at Chick-fil-A. I get one because they don't do the kiosk thing. But I can easily go to a kiosk, make an order, not interact with a human being, and get the order exactly right.
You're an extrovert, so I'm actually surprised at that.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I love the idea that something's going to be done that gets the call right. And I love the fact, I must say, that it's going to drive purists nuts. I love it. I love that it's going to drive purists nuts, that there are going to be people who are absolutely just losing their minds over this, that they believe this is the downfall of American society. That, to me, is the extra. That's the little extra in the win for me, that they're going to be so crazy about it. This is going to drive the purists nuts. And boy, does that make me, that makes me happy. There's nothing better. I want to see them get it right. And I think they're going to finally get it right. And Major League Baseball is trying to get progressive here and trying to get some ideas going. By the way, record revenues in Major League Baseball. And there are many who will tell you that Major League Baseball's dying. Well, I'm here to tell you that the 2019 Major League Baseball season saw a record $107 billion in revenue. Well, guess what? The public's pretty trusting. $107 billion in revenue. So here's what I'm going to suggest. If you're a fan of a small market team, a team that reportedly doesn't have the cash to be able to spend on payroll and everything like that, they're lying to you. Why? Because what they're sitting on, the franchise that they're sitting on, is so valuable, is worth so much money. It makes so much money. And it might not make it in revenues that year, but the value of the franchise goes up, meaning the piece of real estate that they're holding, a professional sports franchise, has gone up exponentially. So yes, the Tampa Rays don't have the revenues generated because arguably baseball's worst fan base, and it's not even close, doesn't support one of the best teams in baseball. You try to figure it out, I can't. Oh, it's a bad stadium and it's in a bad part of town. And it's a bad. Stop. Stop. Just stop. But what they're sitting on, if someone bought that franchise, it's worth it. And they know it's worth it. They know they could relocate that franchise and cash in big time. They know what they're sitting on is an investment that just continues to grow, annually is worth more money. And more than enough money would be available for them, even if they borrowed against the value of the franchise, to be able to expand payroll and give you a better product. So when you hear from your local franchise, well, we can't compete. We just can't compete. Find out what the value of the franchise is worth and then add money to it. Add money to it. Because if they decided to sell that franchise, they could sell it for a fortune. So congratulations to baseball. A lot of people tell you baseball's dying. Well, it's making some good cash there. Making some really good cash there. Diane from Pennsylvania joins us. Diane, welcome to the John Kincaid Show. How are you?
Doing great, John. Good morning to you, too. And Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
Happy holiday to everyone else, and happy Hanukkah to our Jewish friends. God bless y'all. John, just before I get into the main topic here, you mentioned once your dad was a mailman, did you say?
Yes, he was. And my dad, anniversary of his death is tomorrow. He died Christmas Eve.
Well, God rest his soul.
But so we'll be thinking of it.
My dad died at age 68, young, quick like he wanted. Good man, was a mailman for many years.
There you go.
In Haddonfield, John.
Really? Look at that. Wow.
Cherry Hill, he delivered in Cherry Hill, the Latin casino there years ago.
Oh, absolutely. My dad delivered in Drexel Hill, 19026.
Know it well. Almost student taught in Ambler, John, from Bloomsburg State. But to
there
the you point, you forgive me on
sure.
this one. I think it's going to be close. I think the Cowboys can't turn over, no turnovers. I think turnovers are deadly, as Jimmy Johnson used to say, and as long as they don't turn over the ball, I think Dallas will egg the Eagles today.
If you told me right now that Dallas is going to play a clean game, they win the game.
Yeah, we know.
They win the game. Because I think the Eagles need more things to happen
right.
in their favor than Dallas does to win the game. If you told me there's going to be no turnovers in the game, both teams are going to play a clean game, right. I'm going to tell you that Dallas wins the game.
Right.
And I really believe it.
You know, that is the key, because you're giving half the field, John. In my book, you're giving half the field when you turn over the ball.
It seems that way, and I appreciate it. Have a great holiday. I got to run.
Thank you so much, John,
for making time for us. Yeah, my dad, gosh, I'm trying to do the math in my head. The whole years thing has got me screwed up. My dad's dead 38 years tomorrow. 38 years. It doesn't seem believable.
81?
Yes. As I can remember that day, like it was yesterday. I can remember vividly that day, Christmas Eve of 81. I can remember it as if it was yesterday. I can remember the sweater I put on over a pair of slacks to go to church that night. I wanted to go to church on Christmas Eve night, and I went with friends of ours, the Magnatas, and I went with their family because my mom was not in condition to go to church, and we had a house full of people. And I just, because I come from an incredibly huge family, and we had a house full of people, and they were all, you know, mourning my dad's death, but everybody was drinking and talking and everything like that. And I was like, I don't want to talk to these people. I just didn't want to talk. So I got myself showered, dressed for church, and went out to church with friends of ours. I can remember that day vividly. I can remember having to go to Broomall Cold Cuts to get food and go to the beer distributor. My brother went to the beer distributor to get beer because we needed stuff at the house. And we had what seemed like hundreds of people come by in the next few days, like visiting the house. And it's a bad thing, but all I remember is I just wish these people were out of my house. And even people that I loved that were coming over, I was like, I wish they were just out of my house. And Christmas, it's hard.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.